I always think of my mother. She sang Jewish songs.
Joe's Violin is a 2016 short film depicting a moving story of a 91-year-old Holocaust survivor, Joseph Feingold. He donated his 70-year-old violin as part of a school instrument program that landed in the hands of a 12-year-old Bronx girl.
That violin has so many secrets.
A special event and panel discussion will be held tomorrow night at the Jewish Community Center. We met with film committee member Sharon Kramer, assistant conductor of community engagement with the Buffalo Philharmonic, Jamon Dunn, and Buffalo Stringworks artistic director Yuki Nomada Renzik about how instruments and music change lives.
Buffalo Stringworks, we were so graciously contacted by Sharon Kramer and invited to participate as both a pre-film screening and post-film screening performance. And I think we really relate to this, to Joe's violin and the reasons for why this instrument meant so much more than just a wooden box. Because with our work, primarily with refugee and immigrant children in Buffalo, we also do our best to give the gift of music and to not only have it be specific about musical excellence, but really the kind of growth within a child and the important ways that music can influence their life.
I'd like to explain a little bit about this event. When I saw this film, I was so moved by the many stories that were woven together in this film, and particularly the way in which music and the gift of music fit together with the generosity of Joe, who decided it was time to give up his violin. And putting together people from the community, like the Buffalo Stringworks and the BPO, all of whom are volunteering their time to work with us to think about this film and to share its important messages with others. So I'm really thrilled at how it's coming together.
Sharon and asked to sit on the panel that we're going to have as part of the pre-screening event before the screening of Joe's Violin. And I actually had never heard of Joe's Violin beforehand. And so taking a look at it and just watching the journey of the instrument itself and how Joe first obtained it and how him giving it away is sort of the same method of obtaining it for someone else. And just the process of that, of giving back, is just very important to me, and I'm happy to be a part of this.
The power of that story of this 91-year-old Holocaust survivor turning to a young 12-year-old Bronx girl in giving that, just the diversity alone in that span of generations of what happened, I think is really powerful and moving.
What's interesting, too, is there's both the visual aspects of the film. There's a many times a repeat of snow falling, which we in Buffalo can certainly relate to. But in the case of the film, it shows a lot of transitions. And the sound of the film, with so many musical notes embedded in the story, really, to me, spoke of what was going on at an emotional level, as well as you say, Eileen, the intellectual level of all the layers of the stories and how they really, almost like a jigsaw puzzle, fit together.
It really resonated with our work at Buffalo Stringworks, partially because many of our instruments are donated in this way. We don't always get to hear the story of the person who's contributing, but clearly there's been an attachment. Often people come to us and say, you know, Yuki, we have a violin. It used to belong to my great aunt Sally, and it's been in our attic. You know, could you make a new home for it? You know, it's been so wonderful for us because we are also physically placing violins with history in the hands of new violinists, of new students, people who are brand new to our city, to this country. And so there are so many, you know, intersections and parallels with our own local story here at Buffalo Stringworks.
I really can't say enough about how sometimes music is not necessarily seen as something that could travel across generations like that. But the best thing about this video and what Joe does and how somebody completely removed, both in world events as well as age and background, are able to connect each other through music, which is why the universal language of music is so important to keep. And I just really think that it shows us that we have much more to learn and teach each other regardless of our ages and our background.
I really thank you for sharing this. Sharon, Jamon, and Yuki, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.